We are live. Let's recording.
Dun dun dun.
Oh my God. What is good?
Episode 2 of Tacos.
Episode 2. What are we gonna talk about today?
I just slapped his arm. Don't worry. I have all of you. Okay. So where should we start?
You said you had talking points.
Oh, yes. I had some talking points today.
Oh, let's really? First Wait, can I see them?
Nope. It's a surprise.
Okay.
This is called Exposing Eugenio.
Why?
It's not that bad. So have we talked? I don't remember our last episode, but... Eugenio is always late to things.
Okay, yeah, but everyone does
And
that.
It's consistently, for me, 40 minutes, right? For the past, like, few times we've hung out. However, the past two times we've hung out, I've waited 2 hours.
No, that was only the first time. You didn't wait 2 hours today.
I did wait 2 hours.
No, you
I've
did
been
not.
Waiting since 1:30.
No, you didn't. I told you to show up at my house at 3. I said...
2:30, actually at 2:30, and then I had
and
30
I
minutes
it.
To wait.
I
and then
it. I
you came
three.
Outside at 3:30. So regardless, it's still an hour of my life that just gone. Yep.
I'm sorry.
He was like, "We're
okay,
gonna go
but
get
like,
lunch today before we
people,
record the podcast."
We can go get food.
Me.
We can go get food afterwards. My mom is getting mad at me because I'm not eating at home.
I told you, I want to eat at home with you. I want quesadillas. Remember freshman year when you promised me you'd make me quesadillas, and this never happened? You know, we're graduated. That's a little sad.
I'll make you quesadillas soon. I mean, you can drop by my house to eat lunch, but I feel like my parents are going to find it weird.
I don't care.
Okay.
If you're fine with it, I will do it. You know, I'll do anything for food.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Anything.
Yeah, no, don't make it weird.
Ew. Okay, I'm sorry.
This just got so weird.
Okay, but, like, my other friends know to, like, lie to me, so I show up late, but I'm actually showing up on time.
See, I know that, but it makes me feel bad.
Why?
I don't like lying.
Why? Well, you're such a good person.
I am.
Yeah, you are.
I really,
really
am
good
a good
person.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, I just show up late to everything.
So anyways.
I don't mean to do it though, it just kind of happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, so I've decided that when I want to become adventurous, I call these little adventures social experiments. This way it makes me have more confidence in what I'm doing, right?
Wait, like when?
So, like, downloading Tinder, that's called a social experiment.
Oh, God.
Can we expose someone real quick? Can we expose that person?
Oh, my God.
So, basically.
I feel like he would actually kill me. I don't think he listens to this, though.
Well.
Oh, shout out to our 28 listeners. Thanks for listening. Because, honestly, we don't know why you're listening.
Yeah, that's
this
kind
is
kind of stupid.
Shit. But.
I think it's just.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for being there for us.
It's going to be a 10-year high school reunion. They play our podcast. Hell yeah.
I mean, we're going to be hella famous.
That's true. We're going to be famous surgeon podcasters.
I don't think I want to be a doctor anymore.
Okay, anyways. So we're going to podcast while I'm cutting people up and Eugenio's, like, trying to do math equations.
No.
For building bridges.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
but that's
so
going to be fun. But I'm not only going to build bridges.
Doing math equations. Doing math equations, my point.
Okay, guys.
So basically, Tinder. I matched with this person the other day. Funniest thing, he starts it out as like, "Hey," or something like that, right? I didn't answer him.
Wait,
like,
is it that person or like is just someone else?
No,
I don't
someone
know.
Else. It's someone. Wait, I told you about this.
Harvard.
No.
Okay.
Let me tell my story.
Okay,
shut up.
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry, I didn't
go
limit your faucet. Okay, so basically, this person's like, "Hey, I just didn't answer this person." And then, like, a day later, texts or like DMs me again. And he's like, "Can I ask you a question? Like, can I tell, or could I ask for some advice?" And I'm like, hell yeah. And he's like,
so, oh, you told me about that. And so, the girl, I thought it was the guy.
Yeah, yeah. The girl told the guy. So basically, okay, how do I explain this? So the guy that I'm talking, or the guy I'm DMing, he has an ex-girlfriend who wants to just be friends, and he doesn't know how to take it, and he asked me for advice. And so I'm like, real talk? Like, I gave him the spiel. I was like, if it hurts you too much, you shouldn't do it, blah, 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 right? Yeah. And then he comes back with this fucking essay worth of his feelings. And mind you, I did not, I don't know this person, okay? I didn't talk to this person, like, nothing. He just tells me his entire heart. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. So that was crazy. That was a crazy Tinder adventure I had. But now I don't have Tinder.
I still think that was kind of weird.
Yeah, it was definitely weird. I thought it was really funny though.
No, yeah, it was definitely funny. But yeah.
Tell me about yesterday.
Oh. Okay. So I hurt my back playing tennis. Like, really bad. I don't know how bad. Like, it just kind of happened. I don't know how it happened. But I hurt my back. And, like, the muscles that, like, run, like, parallel to the spine that are like right next to it, it was like those two, they were just like hurting like a bitch, like everything that I did,
right?
But like I had to keep going, so it was like I was just pushed through, it's fine. And it like hurt, but it wasn't to the point where I like couldn't stand, you know? So it was fine, whatever. I went home, I took a shower, and I like relaxed, and that's when it really started hurting. Like, I laid down and I could not get up. It hurt so bad, and I was like, I'm gonna be here all summer, like I can't do it. And it was hurting really bad, and I was yelling at my mom because I couldn't get up. And then she brought her essential oils and whatever.
Yeah, so if you're in an ethnic family, oh, I guess we should, so don't think we're like racist pricks or something. For our last podcast, I think we talked about race a little bit. I'm half Asian, because we talked about like Asians. Yeah, I'm Wajian. I'm half Asian, half white. Fuck yeah. Eugenio's also ethnic, but not Asian.
No, I'm Mexican.
Thank you for telling everyone.
I just thought they should know.
But anyways,
I'll keep going. So yeah, my back was hurting really, really bad. And like everything that I did, I couldn't stand up, I couldn't like bend over, I like couldn't like move around. It was hurting so bad. So then I like took some Tylenol or something, and then I was just like laying there. And I fell asleep like watching Netflix. And I was just laying in my bed.
What were you watching? That's the crucial thing.
I was watching Mad Men.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, fascinating.
On another note though, have you watched Murder Mystery?
No.
With Jennifer Aniston and...
Oh, yeah. My friend told me to watch it, but
it was good. It was funny. It had a pretty good cast.
I think all horror movies are funny, though.
It's not horror. It's it's comedy.
Oh.
You should watch it. It's pretty good.
There's a little Asian boy that just ran by.
You should watch it. It's pretty good. But, anyways. So, I fell asleep. And then I wake up. And I wake up because like one of my friends texted me, and I wake up and I answered the text, and I heard like dripping like noise. And I was like, oh, it's probably my faucet, because in my sink, like my faucet sometimes just like drips water, and I have to like go turn it off or whatever, and it gets kind of annoying. But it hadn't done it for a while because I turned it off. And so I just thought I was like, oh, it's just that, like, it's whatever, like, I can't really get up right now, I'll just let it be. And I was just kind of laying there, like, going through, like, Instagram or Twitter or something, and it got really annoying. So I was just like, fine, like, I'm gonna go turn it off. So I, like, get up, wallow in pain, walk over to my sink.
Oh my god, it's not your sink, it's your dog dripping blood.
No, why would you say that? No.
Continue.
Oh my god. No. Well, I get to the sink, and it's not the faucet. There was water. Like, my sink is completely full of water, and it's like overflowing into the ground. And I started screaming because there was so much water everywhere. Like, my bathroom was flooded. And I didn't know what to do. And it wasn't the faucet dripping. Like, water was coming out from, like, the sink.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, it was, like, so coming like out of there.
Everything. It's, like, all of your, like,
like, all of my spit.
Yeah.
Was, like, coming. Yeah. It was gross. It was coming out, and I was screaming because I didn't know what to do. And I was like, I don't know what's going on. And there was just so much water just, like, dripping out of the sink, like, onto the floor. The floor was getting a little bit flooded. And I was just screaming, who is that?
I don't know. Someone's calling me. Colorado. Let's see. Hello?
This is an urgent message for the vehicle owner. We've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty.
That's
I was going to talk to them.
It was a machine. Yeah. Okay, but anyways, there's water everywhere, and I'm screaming because I don't know what to do, and I'm grabbing towels and just throwing them down. And then my mom finally gets there, and she starts screaming. She doesn't know what to do. She's like, what the fuck did you do? And I was like, I didn't do anything. I was fucking asleep. So then my dad comes up, and he's like, what the fuck? And I'm like, I don't know.
You get a plunger. And then, it's like a toilet.
Okay, so hold on. Okay, so we're, like, putting towels everywhere, so, like, the water kind of stays contained.
Right.
And I'm getting the mop, like, mopping the floor and all this shit, and my dad's getting the tools, and we're, like, trying to figure out what the fuck is going on, because the water won't stop coming out of the sink.
Wait, what's your sister doing at this point?
I don't think she was home.
Like, your younger sister?
Yeah, I think she was in, like, dance or something.
What time was this?
Like,
what time were you sleeping at?
Oh my god, it was late. No, it wasn't that late. It was like 4 o'clock maybe.
Oh, what? That time distortion. Okay, continue.
Okay.
Continue.
Maybe like 5. I don't know. It was in the afternoon.
Right.
But, so yeah, we're trying to get everything contained. And then the water finally stops. And we're like, okay, like, thank god. And I'm just like cleaning the floor. But, like, everywhere in my sink, everything is so, like, it's wet. And it got into, like, the wood underneath. Mm-hmm. So I had to take out the drawers where I, like, have, like, my toothpaste and, like, my, like, you know, all my utilities or whatever. Yeah, toiletries, exactly. I had to take them all out. But the drawers were full of water, too. So I, like, took them out. And I was, like, just throwing all my toiletries, like, in some towel that I had, like, in the bathroom, and that, like, so, like, my sink is, like, completely gutted, like, there's nothing in there. And then, and, like, the, like, it was still filled with water, and at first we thought, like, it was probably, like, hair that
clogged.
Yeah, and I was trying to think of words. That clogged it. So then we got, you know, like, there's, like, things that, like, sticks you can stick on there, and they're, like, gets the hair out or whatever.
No.
Well, those are things. Yeah, those are things. So we tried doing that, but no hair came out. So we were like, why? So then we got the plunger and we were plunging at the sink. But there was still water everywhere. Like, there was still water in the sink. So it was like I was plunging and just making more of a mess. So my dad was, like, plunging while I was mopping the floor from, like, all the water that was coming out.
Right.
And once he started plunging, like, murky water started coming out. It was gross.
Oh, my God.
It was gross. And then, and it just got everywhere. And then he was like, this isn't working. Like, we need to go get this liquid or whatever that
right.
unclogs things or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We didn't have it, so my mom had to go to the store and buy it. And I was just, like, mopping the floor and everything. And we finally put the liquid in there. And, like, all the water went down. And it was fine. So everything's under control now. But I'm just scared to use my sink. So I've been using the downstairs, like, guest room bathroom. And so everything's fine, under control. But, like, all of my toiletries are still just, like, in the bathroom floor. Just there. And because we need to clean my sink. Like, that murky water looked fucking gross. But anyways, that happened. And then And then it was rough. And then okay,
there's more.
Yeah, there is more.
Oh my god.
Still keep in mind that all of this happened yesterday, like in one day.
Holy shit.
Okay. So then I'm like, oh my god, my back hurts so fucking bad. And my mom was like, take more drugs. So I did.
Hell yeah.
And then and then my friend texted me and she was like, do you want to go to dinner? Like, I have nothing to do. And I was like, yeah. And then so we went to dinner with like someone else.
Yuhanya never invites me to dinner.
You were with someone else.
Whatever. Continue.
I can expose you right now.
I was at dinner with my dad, actually.
Oh,
that
really?
That was very uncomfortable.
Oh.
Oof. Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah, like, okay, so... So she texts me, and I'm like, yeah, like, I have nothing to do, like, whatever. Just, like, come pick me up, because I can't drive, because I can't fucking move, because of my back.
Mm-hmm.
So then, whatever, she complains, it's fine. And then she gets there, and I'm like, okay, coming. I'm like, saying goodbye to my parents, and my mom was like, take out the trash on the way out. So she's like, okay.
Oh, no.
So I, like, get the... I'm, like, pushing the trash from where we had it, and then something, like, jabs at my, my ankle. Like, it like, something, like, hit me. I felt something, and I was like, what the fuck is that? I turned down, and there's a fucking snake. There was a snake. And I was like, oh, my God.
Wait, did it bite you? It just hit you?
It just, like... I don't know if it tried to bite me or something. I felt something, like, touch me, like, something. And I looked down and there was a fucking snake. And I was like, oh my god. Like, are you serious? So then I'm, like, just, like, looking at the snake. And I'm like, did I get bitten? And I didn't. I don't think I did. Because I didn't find a bite. And it's just,
you have a wild sock tan.
Yeah, I know. It's tennis.
You wear, like, what are those socks?
They're, like, the Nike high socks.
Yeah. Continue. It's just random.
Yeah,
it's a random
looks
spot to
gross.
Have.
Gross.
It's fine.
Anyways. So, yeah, so now I'm, like, looking at the snake, and I'm like, what the fuck? So then I just run inside, and I yell, I like, yell in my house. I'm like, a snake just attacked me. Come look at it. So, like, my whole family comes down, like, what? And we all just go to, like, the driveway and look at the snake. And my dad was like, did it really attack you? And I was like, I don't know, but I felt something and I looked down and it was there.
How close?
And my... What do you mean,
how
close?
How close was the snake?
Like, it was next to my foot.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
How'd you not step on it?
I don't know.
Did you just run?
No, I was just kind of like, what the? And then I moved my foot and it was there. I was like, oh my god. But, so my whole family was like staring down, looking at the snake. And my sister was like, oh my god, like I could have gotten bit. And then my dad was like poking it with a stick. And my mom was like, stop! And I was like, oh my god. And we just kind of sit there for 10 minutes just like messing with the snake.
Where was your friend at this point?
She was waiting for me. No. She was in the front driveway. Like, this was, like, where my... This is, like, next to my garage.
Oh,
like,
right.
In the back part of the driveway.
Okay.
Yeah. So then I was like, okay, I gotta go. You guys have fun. And they were like, oh, yeah, it's hot. We're just gonna leave the snake. And then the snake just, like, snaked away.
Snaked away.
So then... I just take out the trash and I leave and then I go get dinner and yeah.
What the hell? That's so interesting.
That's what happened to me yesterday. Good news though, I woke up today and my back pain has significantly decreased. I can move around. Like, it still kind of hurts, but like, it's way better now. I can actually move around. And yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I just realized that story was like 10 minutes long.
It's okay. Content. Click me. Okay. So I just recently put my Instagram on public. Right?
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't like doing that. Because, okay, like weird accounts have tried to follow me, like requested.
No, that's what I'm about to tell you. And I look at them,
and it's like three pictures of like naked people, and then they like follow like thousands of people. No, but like they have like no followers, and it's just like, what the fuck? It's just like creepy.
Yeah, no, I understand. Well, mine is listed as a grocery store, right? I'm a grocery store now.
I thought you were life cereal.
I'm a grocery store.
Oh, how do you do that?
Yeah, it's a business thing. So if you put it on business, okay, the only reason I made it public though, because my friend Alexandra, hers is public and hers is a business profile, and she can look at how many profiles visited. What?
I need to answer my street.
Are you fucking kidding me? Okay, so you can see how many people visited your profile, and like it can show you like how many saves there are and stuff like that. So I was like, hell yeah, I'll put it on public. So I did that. I'm a grocery store. This random person that I have no mutuals with literally commented on my graduation post, congratulations. And he looks like a 30-year-old white male that's just
I don't like that.
Only has 189 followers. And comments on my post, congratulations, a single exclamation point. I was shook. And then also a bunch of these swimsuit companies just followed me, and like I'm like, okay, like they commented, they're like, so cute, or they're like, gorgeous, DM us. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah, that was it.
I find that kind of creepy.
It is creepy. It's just interesting also.
It's just
It's a social experiment.
Oh my god. How do you do that? Do you like go to settings?
You have to make your account public though.
Oh no, I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah, exactly. That's why everything goes on my Finsta.
Oh yeah, that's smart.
Anyways, I don't know what else to talk about.
Did you not have other talking points?
Well,
let me look at them. Waiting for me for 2 hours, yes.
So, when I turned 18,
Walmart goldfish.
Yeah, so my goal was to buy a goldfish. Because, like, my parents won't let me get a dog because we have a cat. They won't let me get a cat because we have a cat. They won't let me get a pig because we have a fucking cat. Right? Stupid cat. Fuck Crystal. Okay, anyways. So
some cats are nice though.
No, my cat's like very affectionate.
I'm so fucking allergic to cats.
You're allergic to cats?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Cat fur. Like,
I kind of really want a hairless cat. I think that'd be cute.
Those are cute.
Those are cute? You think they're cute too?
Okay, they look gross, but I want one.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, anyways.
Like I would get one. Yeah, no, but okay, so I went over to my friend's house, and he has cats. He has two cats.
I know. Fuck you, friend, if you're listening or not. I've been trying to visit these kittens for like a year.
Yeah, okay, so he got two cats. They're new. I was like, oh my god, and it's in your cats. This was a while ago though. Mm-hmm. And so I was playing around with them, and they're like, I knew I was allergic, but I was like, I mean, nothing's happening, it's fine.
Oh god.
And I was like carrying them and like playing around with them. And I was like, oh, it's fine. And then, like, I started getting, like, a runny nose, and I was like, oh, it's okay, like, it's just, like, allergies, it's fine, whatever. So then we leave his house, and we get into his car, because he's driving me home, and my eyes turn, like, bloodshot red. I couldn't open them, and then I couldn't breathe, and I was like, ah! It was so scary. And like I kid you not, I could not open my eyes, and they hurt so bad, and I couldn't breathe. And I finally got home, and I was like, goodbye. And so I get home, and there's no one home, and I'm calling my mom, and I'm like, what do I do?
Stab yourself with an EpiPen.
No, we don't have that kind of shit.
Oh, I don't either. I'm gonna buy one.
No, but I took some Benadryl, and I was like, it's not working. I'm gonna take some more.
Yeah,
and
she
was
like,
no.
You need a blackout with Benadryl. Just like knock yourself out.
Yeah, but I took Benadryl, and I just kind of sat there watching TV, like, dying for a little bit. It was bad.
Aww.
Yeah.
Aww.
So that's why I can't have cats.
Big fan. Well, yeah, I just want a goldfish because it's simple.
They die so quick, though.
Yeah, I know. I want a Nemo funeral it, where if it dies, I'm going to put, like, flush it down a toilet.
I thought you were gonna say like
escapes to the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Through the toilet.
Put it in a plastic bag and it escapes to the ocean.
You think? That'd be fun. Okay, so I'm gonna sound super lame because I am, but I didn't technically throw the party. My friend threw the party for me, but I had a party.
Oh, you're cool.
Thank you. I know you were there.
Party! Wow.
It was so wild.
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
Hell yeah! Apparently, like 50 people showed up or something.
I mean, there's a good amount of people when I got there.
Yeah, there's a good amount. It really sucked, though, because one of the girls... Can I just say it? Yeah, whatever. Fuck it. So, one of the girls' dads showed up looking for her, like, his daughter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and there was,
I didn't know that.
Obviously, it was BYOB, right? So, obviously, there was just alcohol laying out, and he got pissed off.
Who? Are you serious?
Yeah, her dad showed up. And was pissed off. And then
she was
her brother,
gone.
Yeah, she was way gone. And she was on the roof at this point. Because it's like, the friend...
How did her dad know?
Because her brother saw a Snapchat story with her on the roof and told her dad.
Okay, her brother parties so fucking much, so that's not even...
I know, it's so stupid. And then the party got fucking busted at 12:30. Like, what is that shit? It was so lame.
Yeah, but like the parents were there. And they were like, get out. And we're like,
no, but that's only because of the girl's dad showing up. If the girl's dad didn't show up, we would have still gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah, that's the reason. Because like the parents knew that we were having a party. So.
Yeah.
Big sad.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
She must be in a lot of trouble then.
The girl that got caught?
Yeah, like the dad's girl.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really care because, like...
We're not friends with her, really.
Yeah. I was freshman, sophomore year, but, like, meh.
Anything else?
I don't really have any more talking points. I'm leaving for New York on Saturday. I'm going to go to orientation.
Oh, yeah.
For school. It's so sad.
And then you leave and I get to New York. I'm
leaving next Friday.
Yeah, so
Eugenio and I were supposed to... We were trying to plan a trip to go to New York together. Like, I would fly up to...
So, like, I already knew I was going to go to New York. And I was like, Jenny, you can just meet me there. Because Jenny goes to New York a ton.
Because
your sister lives
there. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I was just like, well, I'm going to be there. Like, you can just, like... I'll see you there kind of thing.
Yeah, we'll hang out.
Yeah.
But then I told my mom, like, I thought Eugenio was leaving, like, the 28th or something of June. And so I told my mom, I'm like, nah, I just want to not be in New York. Like, the last time I was in New York, it was for Governor's Ball, which is the music festival I went to. And it was super, super fun. Don't get me wrong. But the last few days were miserable because I was just, like, by myself in the apartment bored. Because I've already explored New York a ton. Right? And I was just sitting there and I hated it. So I was like, never again. So when we were booking my orientation tickets, I told my mom, I'm like, I only want to be there the shortest amount of time. So I'm like, orientation ends the 25th. Okay. I'm leaving the 26th. And then turns fucking out that Eugenio leaves for New York. Want to guess? The 26th.
Like, actually, I leave the 28th now.
Are you kidding me?
My dad lied to me.
Okay, well, we have, like, a day or two to hang out.
No, but, yeah, it's, like, that's practically how it's going to be. You're going to go there, you're going to leave, and then I'm going to go there.
Episode 3 coming out, 27.
I'm kind of excited, though. Like, the last time I went to New York, I was probably, like, 9 or 10.
Aw.
Yeah. It's been a while. I mean, it's definitely, and, like, I loved it. I loved my trip to New York, but it was definitely very touristy. I'm kind of looking forward more to, like, the not touristy stuff in New York.
Yeah, if you need any food wrecks, I got a lot.
Yeah. And, like, we didn't go to, like, Soho or, like, Tribeca or any of those neighborhoods for some reason.
Soho's literally, like, so... Oh, my God. You gotta go to Soho. That's where you shop.
Exactly.
Like, everything. That's where I bought all my concert clothes for Gov's Ball.
Really?
Holy shit. Yeah. My... Like, not gonna lie, but my outfits were fucking fire.
They were pretty good.
Yeah,
you had some good Insta posts.
I know.
No, but yeah, we just did, like, the whole, like, Empire State, like, what else? Statue of Liberty.
Liberty,
like, the Toys R Us at, what's the place called? Times Square, you know, the one with the Ferris wheel.
What the fuck? I didn't know this.
It has a Ferris wheel.
I wrote it.
Yeah, there's a huge ass Toys R Us. Well, I don't think it's there anymore because they're broke.
Oh, okay.
You know how
why I don't
they
know
went
it.
Out of business. Actually, is it still there?
I don't think it is.
They
don't have Wi-Fi. Dang, I don't know.
But like the M&M store there is too. We went to that one. That one's good. Like the Hershey store. Apparently there's a Nutella store now.
Yeah, there is. I haven't been there. Or actually, no. We stood in front of it. It was just, there was a lot of people inside, so we didn't go in.
Yeah.
Oh, my favorite place is the Chobani yogurt place. Like the Chobani yogurt store. I personally don't like Chobani yogurt. Sorry. I like Greek gods.
Sorry.
Greek gods. Holy shit. That honey vanilla can fuck me up. Like, so good. Anyways, no. If you go to the Chobani store and get yogurt, they can give you, so you know how it comes in a plastic container, like Chobani, if you store-bought. When you go to the store, they give you a glass container if you ask for it.
Really?
And it's so nice. Yeah, I have it at home. That's what I eat.
Wow.
Like my yogurt out of.
Damn.
That's what I eat my Greek gods yogurt out of. A fucking Chobani yogurt. Like.
Yeah.
Fucking love
it. Oh, yeah, but I'm excited.
Surprisingly, I've never been to Coney Island. Like, I really need to go.
Oh, me neither.
But I really don't want to. That's a lot of work. I'd rather go to Six Flags. If anyone wants to go
to
Six Flags with me, let me know,
fun.
Guys. I have a season pass. I need
a season
roller
pass
coaster
too.
Buddy. The 27th. We're going on the 27th.
I don't know if my parents will let me do that.
No, I will make them.
I leave the 28th.
27th is happening. Okay, Jenny, I guess.
Yeah, I'm excited to do that. You know, I'm going for 10 days.
I know, you're leaving me for so long.
Someone was telling me that it was like too long of a time to go to New York. And I was like,
nah.
What?
No, it kind of is though. Because it's really busy.
It might be.
But as long as you pick a good hotel that's not murky, that you don't hate, it's fine. Because the problem with New York, and they're like,
New
nice
York.
New York. The problem is
New York.
New York. What's on your arm?
What is on my arm? Oh my god, you scared me. You're just
a snake. No. The problem with New York is that when you're there, you're in this trance of like, I have to be doing shit, or I feel like such an unproductive little bitch.
Well, because I feel like there's so many things going on around you that you're
exactly.
Just like, if I'm just standing here, what the fuck am I doing?
Exactly. And it's the worst feeling because I hate doing stuff. Me personally, I don't exercise, right?
I love being productive.
Yeah, so
doing
so
stuff like
different.
All the time.
I don't do anything.
Like
I just
getting
eat.
Up and just like going at it. Like having something to do at every point of the day. I feel like that would be my dream.
Yeah, but it takes you 2 hours to get ready, so
yeah.
It's really hard to do that. Yikes.
Yeah, but I love being productive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, those days where I just sit at home and do nothing, I feel like that was a waste of my time.
That's my favorite time.
No, I'm
not gonna lie.
Yeah, I feel like I have to be out there.
I'm not ready for college.
Why?
I can't say this. I'm not gonna say it. But in a year, we'll talk about it.
Okay. I don't know. I'm excited.
I wanna go to.
I'm kinda scared though.
Why? You're going to SMU. There's people from our school that are going.
I don't. Talk to them though, and I don't really want to be friends with them. But like, oh yeah, I'm excited but scared, but really want to go. It's gonna be new, it's gonna be fun, it's gonna be fresh.
I'm so like, I'm gonna get so much anxiety because I need a 4.0 for like med school and shit, and since I'm going to like a smaller school that's not that well known. I don't know how I'm gonna pull that off because I'm not that smart.
You're definitely gonna pull it off.
I'm also terrible at school, so.
You're definitely gonna pull it off. You'll be fine.
Big sad.
Honestly.
We're so tired. When did you go to bed?
Like 5.
Not me too. I went to bed at 5 also.
I went to bed at 5.
But I woke up at 7:30.
You know, not last night, but the night before that, I went to bed at 6:30. I watched the sunrise.
I want to do that. When do you want to watch the sunrise again?
Oh my god.
Let's do it. 27th.
Oh god, no.
Why were you up that early?
I don't know.
Dinner just
I just like don't long? Sleep. But at the same time I do. You know?
No, I literally don't know.
Or like I can't fall asleep at a normal hour. I'm always like up during those crackhead hours of the night.
Not the other night, I was just crying so much that I couldn't sleep.
Oh no. That usually helps though. Haven't you ever cried yourself to sleep?
Usually I can cry myself to sleep.
Usually get like a good night's sleep.
Yeah, I know. But I stopped crying and I had this massive headache that wouldn't go away.
Oh, I couldn't
stop thinking. Like my brain wouldn't stop processing words. And it was so annoying. Honestly, next time that happens, which is probably tonight, I think I'm just gonna make some cheesecake.
You should.
I'm not gonna
paint your wall some more.
Oh, I need to paint my wall. Ooh, I don't like talking.
I'll help you paint your wall. Can I?
I mean, yeah.
I like painting.
That's fine.
Okay, I'll paint your wall.
Okay.
Soon.
I'm 27.
Okay.
27. I'm so excited to go to Seton Hall. Oh fuck, I said my school. Whatever. Okay.
You said mine. It doesn't matter.
I didn't.
You said SMU.
Did I actually?
Yeah.
Sorry for exposing you like that.
No, like I don't care.
It's okay.
There's 28 people listening to this.
So I'm going to this small school called SHU. You don't know what it stands for.
Seton Hall
Shut up,
University.
Shut up.
It's in New Jersey.
New Jersey.
It's close to New York.
New York. Why are we like... where was I going with this thought? What were you talking about?
You were going to Seton Hall. And you were worried that it's too small of a school to go to a good med school afterwards.
No, I had like an actual story about it though.
Oh, you were like, well, I'm excited to go to Seton Hall. And then you kind of stopped. And then you were like, oh, fuck.
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah, for orientation this week, I'm so excited to buy a fucking crew neck sweater. Eugenio.
Please buy me
a crew neck
sweater.
Oh my god. Eugenio has this obsession with fucking crew neck sweaters. I don't know.
The best thing ever.
No, and then I bought one. Like, my mom
bought
me.
I really wish Texas would have more that sweater weather kind of weather.
Yeah,
that's why I loved San Francisco so much. I was just like, the Bay Area, I can just wear sweaters
so
all year round. It's
yeah,
so great.
New York, so
New York, it's fucking cold though.
Yeah, but you can wear a crew neck with a coat,
but then nobody looks at your crew neck because you're like all bundled up.
Anyway, so I got
coat.
Bumbled up.
I said bumbled. I don't know what I said. I thought I said
bumbled.
Bundled up.
Bumbled, that was cute. Okay.
That's where you find friends.
Hell yeah. Shout out to my other social experiment. Anyways.
Okay,
so I got my first crew neck. It was from Disney World. My mom bought it for me.
Crew neck.
What the fuck? Okay, anyways.
If I could wear them all day, like every single day I would. It's just really fucking hot outside.
I wear mine every day even though it's fucking hot
it's
outside.
So fucking hot.
Yeah, I fucking hate Texas. Okay, I love Tejas, but I hate Texas. Anyways, so I bought my second one, which was in Colorado, at a Walmart.
Say
for $12.
Colorado's going crazy.
Dollars.
Colorado's going crazy.
You could buy one at.
You know they legalized shrooms.
I know, it's so good.
It's so insane.
Yeah, it's cool. It's
okay,
just
yeah.
Shrooms.
No,
it's
yeah,
natural.
But
it is. It's
yeah,
part of
okay,
nature.
It is.
Mother
it is.
Nature.
But what was I gonna say?
Crew necks.
Oh yeah, because you said you bought yours at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
I
so
bought
nice.
A hoodie at Walmart a couple years ago, and I still have it.
It's
like
so
really
good.
It's like a Fruit of the Loom hoodie. It's just like a gray hoodie, but it's so good.
Right?
Like it's
Shout
lasted
out.
Me.
Yeah.
But I went to Walmart looking for some crew neck sweaters, and they don't sell them here.
Yeah, go to Colorado.
They don't sell in fucking here. Do you know how mad that made me?
Very.
Gosh. So now I have to go to like some fucking store to pay like $50 for a fucking crew neck sweater.
Yeah, and you expect me to buy you a crew neck from my school.
Okay, it doesn't have to be that expensive. You can probably go to like...
Mm-hmm. What? How much? How much? How
it's
much?
It's gonna be expensive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I told you, Hanyo, that I'll make him a crew neck. That, like, I don't know, I'll get just a cheap one.
Wasn't it gonna say, like, best friend or something?
Yeah, so on the back it's gonna say Jenny and then my last name, best friend. Like, in possessive. Jenny,
blah blah blah, comma, apostrophe S.
Oh my god, words. School hasn't happened, hasn't been in session. I apologize.
No, apostrophe S, best friend.
It's a it's a carotid of comma.
Possessive.
That made sense. Yeah.
I don't fucking know. But yeah, Kunic sorters are the shit.
They are.
They're the best thing ever.
I think
they're so much better than quarter zips. I hate quarter zips.
I like my quarter zip.
I hate the way they look, and I hate the little collar. It's just gross.
I love it. I also really like when quarter zips, like, this barely happens, but when quarter zips have, like, the fucking hoodie, like, the hoodie pocket.
Oh, that is rare.
Right? But it's so nice.
That's rare of the rare.
It's so nice when they have it.
Yeah.
I've decided that I think one of the most attractive ways to dress is to wear a collared shirt and a fucking crew neck sweater. Maybe it's because, like, I'm a debater and, like, that's what a lot of people wear, but it's so fucking attractive. I don't know. Just me.
Okay. We're going to leave it at that note.
Shut up. We need to end it on a better note. So I had tacos for lunch today because Eugenio didn't accompany
did
me.
Did you actually?
Lunch.
I
yeah.
did too.
See, I could have gotten free tacos at your house, but no, I paid $8.64 for them. Yeah. Fucking waste my money.
$8.64?
For two tacos.
Two fucking, that's
it was at Taco Deli, though, and I fucking love Taco Deli.
That's so expensive, though.
So good.
That's too expensive.
Yeah, I could have gotten free tacos. You guys are just too uncomfortable for me to be around his family because I'm too weird for him.
My god.
It's true.
Okay.
Tom?
We're gonna end it at that note.
Okay, tacos, man.
Thanks
man.
For listening.
Well, man.
Hopefully we get more than 28 this time.
Yeah, probably not, because views go down.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Bye!
Bye!